Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Back to the conversation. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Allison Chains gets the Founders Award from MoPop tonight. Jerry Cantrell, Sean Kinney coming up in seconds here, actually minutes. First time, though, for a few emails from the Men's Room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
Couple from our question today. What word, phrase, or saying was memorable for all the wrong or right reasons? Guys, do you know the difference between a chickpea and a garbanzo bean?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guys, when I was 5 or 6, we were out for pizza. My dad had a beer with an ice cube in it. It was different than any other ice cube I'd ever seen, so I asked him what it was. He replied that it was a goober. It took me about a year to figure out what it was. That from Anthony. What would be the goober? Still raking my brain trying to figure out what he's talking about.
Maybe he just had a shot at it.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
Which is another regional thing, right? I always knew dropping a shot of whiskey into a beer is a boilermaker.
Yes.
But then some people call it a lunchbox.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Haven't heard of the lunchbox.
Guys, when my daughter was 1, 2, 3 of age, I would refer to her hoo-hoo as a peep. She's now 15, can't walk by the peeps aisle during Easter time without giggling.
Yeah. Do not name their genitalia after anything people are going to eat later.
Guys, growing up...
That's uncomfortable for
just,
everybody.
Just as a general... Like, I get it, you know, you come up with different things, but man, oh man. Mm-hmm.
Like Mike's favorite, snickerdoodle. Growing up, I would visit my grandma, and we had a tradition of getting dessert first. One time, we were heading home and stopped off at Mickey D's, ended up getting McFloozies. According to my grandmother, from that point on, McFlurries were always McFloozies. Love you, Grandma. That from Zach.
I think I had a McFloozy once.
You did? How was it?
She was from Ireland.
Butterfinger? Oh, good evening, gentlemen and Ted. I'd like to give a shout-out to my 24-year-old daughter, Monica, a.k.a. Mon. She's my eldest and graduated from college last year, doing it all on her own, and made me smile by getting a picture with you folks last year. She is my heart that drives me crazy sometimes. Could you please give her a big old bong rip and a suck-it-up cupcake? Thank you, guys, in advance. That from Wagoneus.
Suck it up, cupcake!
My 25th year on Earth, can I get a, your penis is too swole, and Coach Ted amping me up about turning 25 years old, guys.
Tell you what, 25's at a popular age, just me. 25's great, man. You know, you're almost 30, but you're halfway there. You're in your mid-20s. So you can't get away with some of the shenanigans you would in your early 20s. Mm-hmm. But also, you don't have to be super responsible. You're 25, man. So, you know... Sit at home, go outdoor drinking, enjoy it.
He's right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, usually I tell you to go get some shots to get loaded, but places are closed.
25 is a great age because you still feel like you're 18, but not mature enough to be really an adult.
You're still not held entirely responsible.
But it's also the truth. Mm-hmm. Right, when you think back when you were 25, it's like, right, like, no offense, like, if I meet a 25-year-old, I'm kind of like, all right, you're getting it together, but you're still pretty young.
Yeah, I remember being 25. I was not getting it together.
Guys, today is our son-in-law, Skyler, pronounced Skid Dizzle's 25th trip around the sun. Can you please give him a big old Leroy Jenkins and a couple of Thrills Gets? Stay fresh, my friends. That from the family.
Let's do this. Leroy Jenkins!
Hold on, I got to get my gun. Very dangerous.
Might as well start it.
Get it!
Guys, I'm turning 29 today. I thought it'd be cool to be a part of the birthday song. I've enjoyed your show for years. Can I get a big old bong rip? Sincerely, from Austin the Plumber. Here comes another bong hit, Old Macholas. Today's my 30th, and since my wonderful chef of a husband isn't internet savvy, I'd love to request some turtle wax with a big old bong rip in the middle. Thanks, guys. That from Marisha.
Multitasking.
All of you sexy Macholas. Hoping you could give my wife, Cheyenne, a happy 40th birthday. She could use some turtle wax with, let's see here, maybe the Symphony of Turtle Wax, if we have one. Maybe layer them. Thanks, guys, and keep on keeping on. That from the sleazy glove peddler, Sean.
It's like your dream, Ted.
So many people in the room. Guys, it's my handsome husband, Tony, a.k.a.
Everybody kept showing off with the hat, and I was like, all right, I get it, dude. You're in here, too.
It's my husband, Tony, a.k.a. Snick Snacks, 46th birthday. Can he get an uh-oh look out and an owl hitting the window? Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Sarah.
Uh-oh, look up.
Gentlemen, today is my 51st. I missed you guys last year for my 50th since it fell on the weekend. Can I get a big old Leroy Jenkins and a barbershop face sandwich? Keep up the laughs, Bacholas. Appreciate it.
Let's do this. Leroy!
And if it's sandwich, oh, you know I gotta eat right. Oh, brother, can I have a fish sandwich? You put the cheese and the tartar on the side.
Guys, I want to request a birthday shout out to my father, Jack Jimmy, 68th trip around the big old world there. How about the dirty Germans talking about the good weed back in the day? Thank you, guys. That from Irene in the Claw.
Yeah, I do not remember this good weed back in the day. It all showed up brown, pressed in the bricks, and you spent the first 20 minutes separating the seeds from the stalks. That is what I've heard. But I like your name, Jack Jimmy.
Yeah, this is crazy. Most people I've run into, it's like, I can't handle your futuristic new weed. It's back in my day, we could smoke 20 joints. It's like, yeah, back in your day, you were smoking dirt.
Jesus.
Seriously, I know a guy that's like, I'm not smoking anything from a store. It's too strong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Bitches.
Yaws of Dirty Germans, brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
All right, here we go. Alice in Chains tonight will receive the Founders Award from Mopop starting at 6 o'clock. It is a very big deal. The event will be streaming starting at 6 on Mopop's Facebook page, Amazon Music's Twitch channel, and the Amazon Music app. All right, on the line now we have Jerry Cantrell. Sean Kinney should be dialing in at any moment. You guys getting all warmed up for tonight?
I am. I'm really excited about it. It's been a heck of an undertaking. A lot of people had to come together, you know, in a kind of strange time. And in a weird way, it's taking something that is a kind of a small, intimate, you know, hometown thing, and kind of the artists that are involved, it's probably a bigger field than I think they normally have, because like I said, it's usually just 150, 200 people in the Sky Church. So we have more artists, and it's got more reach, and it's going to be, it's got the charity element, to it as well. So that's going to be exciting to see. Sean and I purposely have kind of kept ourselves in the dark, other than our performance, of course, just so we can kind of be kind of surprised and excited and to see it as everybody else.
I was gonna say, are you kind of the director of this as far as what the other bands and performers are playing as far as the songs they pick? Because you guys are playing too.
No, we actually let everybody else pick whatever they wanted to do, and fortunately, you know, we've got a few tunes, so we picked
you got
a couple of songs that nobody had played.
Sean, you're on the line too, right?
I have shown up to listen to you guys talk. Hey, I got a question. This is Men's Room, right?
This is Men's Room.
This is.
Hey, Which one of you guys is the one that hands out the mints and the paper towels in the men's room?
Oh, I'd be the mints guy. There's no doubt about it, man.
Would you like a menthol or a regular Marlboro?
So you're not the guy that changes the spools and mops the floor. You just
Hands out the paper towel after you know turns on the water.
Hey, bro, you got to work your way up to that, right? You start with the toilet paper changing, the vomit cleanup. Now I'm handing out mints, dog.
Right. I mean, that's pretty lucrative too, right? I mean,
it's very
a nice side hustle.
$1 at a time,
like you've ever stayed in a fair amount.
Look, it's pretty sweet setup you guys got there. A little radio thing, a little bathroom hustle. That's
nice.
Cool.
Hey, I have one major question, and this is entirely personal. Now, I know that this is Wimmo Pop, but I know a couple years ago when you guys got a Grammy, we were gifted the tequila that they gave you. So I'm just hoping that should you guys be gifted more tequila, you could send that our way.
We're right here.
Well, you mean when we lost, like, our umpteenth Grammy.
Who did you guys lose to?
I don't know. We've lost everybody. we are, but I think if we pull off one more, I think we will be the most nominated losing rock band in history, which is a winning, that's winning by losing.
It is. I mean, that's significant.
I think we're tied with Megadeth right now. Yeah.
I mean, they were Megadeth almost great.
Winning it out, they finally won.
Gave them one. So it's like, hey, cool, they're off. So now we just, either we're tied or we, you know, if we can pull off one more and lose by winning. Right.
Hey,
there.
Look, man, we have, we've won one award on this radio show. I'm going to make him say the award was Most Improved Show, which is kind of an insult with a plaque.
Well, no, that's cool. I mean,
I got a participation trophy.
Yeah. Doesn't mean you're good.
Yeah. You're not great. You don't win, like, best in radio. You won, hey, you suck a little less.
That is exactly.
Thanks, Sean. you guys have been on the other side of this before. You guys have performed, but, you know, that was a tribute to other artists. And when you look at the class of artists that have gone in there, whether it's Crosby, Stills, and Nash, or Hart, Carlos Santana, some of the other nominees.
Are you only naming Grammy winners?
No, these are also.
Are you rubbing this in?
Yeah, well.
Man,
maybe,
that's cruel,
maybe,
bro.
Maybe so. But,
rub it in.
But when have you guys ever sat back and listened to other people perform your songs? I mean, that doesn't seem like, you know, like that's...
And these
that's
are quality people. Yeah. Like Metallica, Billy Corgan.
Really ever do. Once in a while, somebody sends... You know, people send you stuff a lot, but, you know, I'm more, you know, like when you see like a really young kid, you know, YouTube or somewhere like playing your song, that really is cool. You know, like when I see like that, I don't really focus on, you know, successful, you know, known rock band playing your song, you know, too much. I think it's great anyway. I mean, it's always honored when they do it, but this will be really cool. I mean, Fishbone, man, those guys are good friends.
Dude.
That's some crazy, who knows, whether they can turn into a ska tune. I can't wait to
one of my favorite bands ever is Fishbone. I will say this, the KISW house band here, we were performing, and this is local, we're performing Man in the Box at the Crocodile, right? You're welcome, by the way. So we're performing this song.
You can pay for that.
I'm playing bass on this bad boy, and sadly, this is the video that circulates. I start getting into it. I start jumping up and down. I trip backwards over the drum riser, took out half the drum set. But to my credit, I kept playing. But my kids have laughed at this video for the last 3 years now.
Tonight, by the way, Alice in Chains will receive the Founders Award from MoPop. That's at 6 o'clock. They'll do that on their Facebook page.
And congratulations on that, by the way, man.
Also,
that is awesome.
Amazon's Music Twitch channel, Amazon Music app as well. You guys will raise some money for MoPop. You've got an autographed guitar. Pearl Jam's got a guitar they put up for auction. Russell Wilson brought in an autographed jersey. So
he's not going to sing.
Those guys can make some money. The one on the list that blew my mind a little bit, to be honest with you guys, is, strangely enough, Chris DeGarmo. That's the first time I've seen his name on a bill in, you know, since we've been in Seattle. So that's incredibly cool. How did you guys pull that off?
This is a second interview in a row.
Chris is the unicorn, man.
Chris is the unicorn. And people are like,
I mean, that's
excited.
Serious.
And they should be excited. He's one of the greatest just as human.
That's right.
I've ever met, pleasure of meeting in my life, but such a talented guy, such a dear friend of, you know, of the band, and Jerry and I have known him for a long time, and
amazing songwriter, great vocalist, killer guitar player.
Would you get in an airplane that he's the pilot of?
Yeah.
I have been.
Have you really?
I've been on Air DeGarmo.
Do they have mints?
He has mints, you know, they're a little price. they'll have whatever you want on those things at that price, you know what I'm saying?
How does Robert Downey Jr. get involved in this thing tonight?
We had a bunch of friends take part either musically or just kind of give a little kind of shout out or attaboy or whatever, and
Bob's been a friend for a while, and he's a huge fan of music, you know. And while we were doing this thing, we have a mutual friend, and we reached out to him and asked him if he'd be willing to take part of it, and he was like, "Yeah, no problem. Send in a little thing. It's gonna be cool."
So the people that are performing, are these people that you reach out to, or did they reach out to you guys and say, "I'd love to be a part of this"?
We made a list of, like, hey, who would you like to reach out to? Because, yeah. I mean, with this COVID thing,
right,
made it really weird. And so, you know, everything's being done differently. And so the concern was, how do you pull it off? A, it's going to be a lot more work. So, you know, and we didn't want it to be the Octobox quarantine jam thing. so we wanted to have a higher production thing. So we did a director, and Jason came in, who's Macklemore, did the Macklemore videos, and he's a really great, talented guy. And all these people lent their time and talent, and Mopop stepped up hard and had to really, you know, make these things happen. And they've just been so great. And
we made some calls too, you know, to friends, and we wanted to put together a good show, you know, and especially for the fact that it's raising money, you know, for a good cause.
Yeah.
You know?
When you listen to guys like Metallica or Billy Corgan or any of these guys tell you the songs that they want to play, that they really appreciate from you guys, are you kind of taken aback at what the artists themselves are picking as far as what they think is quintessential Alice in Chains? Like, I want to cover that.
That was kind of the fun part of it, because we made a conscious choice to, let everybody else make those picks first. You know, everybody else pick, and then we'll pick a couple of tunes that nobody did, and we'll do those, you know. And some interesting choices, you know. The cool thing is, you know, these guys and gals are our friends and our peers, and they're heroes as well, you know. Inspired us, either came up at the same time we did, or inspired us to take the path, or came after us, you know. So it's going to be really cool to see everybody put their personality on the thing, you know, on the tunes, and that's what it should be, you know.
And technically, this probably is not a big deal for Mike Inez, because he already got in with Heart, I guess, right?
We've known Ann and Nance for a long time. They're just heroes and some of the greatest people and most talented, you know, people you could ever meet. But they've come to our aid throughout our entire career, from back when we were starting out. You know, they're just real.
Always been there.
Yeah, always been there. Great, great, you know, local gals, but just global, immense talents, you know. And
let me ask you this. So you point out, you say they've come to your aid since the get-go for you guys. So if you went back in the time machine, right, and your hair's longer, yeah, you're probably thinner, you don't have to wear Spanx under the leather and all this, and you say, hey, man, you guys may or may not believe this,
what's going on?
In 30 years, you guys are going to get the Mopop Award. Not that we knew what Mopop was then, but just, like, as they put it, for the last three decades, Alice in Chains' musicianship, advocacy work, and dedication to their fans have made them an integral part of Seattle's artistic community. So if you read that quote to yourself when you guys were first starting out, would you have even believed it?
No. No, I mean, you want to believe it. When you're starting out, you're that's all you believe.
Like,
I'm going to make it. I'm going to do this. I mean, you got to live like a rat and be homeless and just dedicate, you know, you're all in, you know. So, I mean, and you're young and you don't know any better, and you're all in. Like, you know, the future's ahead of you, you know. As time goes on, it gets kind of weird.
Fall back.
You know, when you can look back a little bit, which I don't spend too much time, it can get a little overwhelming, you know, because for the most part, bands and careers like this aren't designed to last more than like 5 years. You know, they kind of come, they go, people move on. It takes a lot more that's way out of any record company or the people involved to sustain something that long. And it comes solely down to fans and people that identify with this music for whatever reason, and then hip, you know, and turn new people onto it, you know? So you become like a steward of your own making with your friends, and you just kind of steward, and we try to add to it. And
I like to look at it like a shepherd, you know, like a shepherd, you know, not like a German shepherd. Sean's got a couple of those, but yeah. You know,
they only speak German, by the way, Jerry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they do. Yeah. No, I mean, it's cool. I mean, this is cool because, you know, we've got some trinkets over the years. People have like, hey, here's a shiny thing for your rock abilities and stuff. But we, this one's cool because it's about home and it's for, you know, it's for a great cause and all that stuff. And that means more, you know, than anything that you can affect some change.
Sure.
And a couple miles from where we started under the Ballard Bridge, you know, even less than that, I think.
You've been under the Ballard Bridge recently. Times have changed.
It's a PCC now.
I have gone down there. It looks a little different.
Yes, it does. Well, Mike's Chili Parlor's still there.
Still there, yeah.
But other than that.
Yeah, Mike's Chili's still there.
What about the fact that you guys, because of tonight, the guys in Soundgarden are playing one of your tunes tonight, and I don't know how many times that they've gotten together and just jammed as friends, and right. I guess they're putting together the Tad Garden aspect of that. But how cool is that?
That's cool, man. I mean, I purposely haven't paid attention to, like Jerry said, what other people are going to play or do. I'm trying to be as... I want to watch it like everybody else. I mean, I know that we did our thing, and then we all, you know, the band looked at that. We made sure that the ad thing wasn't, you know, was up to snuff.
I think McCready and Tad are playing with them, too.
Yeah, that's gonna be just an amazing night. It is.
It's really cool stuff, man. I mean, it's, you know, Lily Silver's making her debut, and she's playing one of her songs. Susan's daughter and Chris's daughter, and it's, you know, it's a big thing. And Chris DeGarmo, who you brought up, the Unicorns, playing with her as a company. So there's just some really, really cool stuff. I mean, Novoselic in there with, I think, Thiles playing. Those two dudes are rocking one of our weird, bizarre tunes I heard. And, yeah, I mean, I'm just shocked how many people found the time and took the time in this weird sci-fi movie we're all living in.
That's why they had the time. Don't flatter yourself. They were tired of making sourdough.
You can have the time, but, you know, these are all professional people. They're not... You know,
is that like the thing? I mean, I haven't made it yet since quarantine, and I keep hearing about it. Is that what you're supposed to do? Make sourdough?
I think when
you've got to.
Like,
you have to.
Aren't there other things you could do?
Banana bread.
Yeah, I like bread. I like bread, but, you know, is that the thing? Everybody's got to make sourdough, huh?
Yeah. You guys have got to be just itching and going nuts. I mean, as far as just wanting to get together, get on the road, but just have things get back to normal, and hopefully that'll happen soon. But it's really cool that this is happening tonight. There are a ton of people that are involved, and everyone's looking forward to this. And unfortunately, it can't be live.
Right.
But I think the way you guys are doing it, it's going to be very unique. It's going to let more people into that room that have normally been able to see this kind of thing before. You know, that was a very private event normally as far as
the
number of people that were allowed in and everything.
Be the first one I see.
Yeah,
we appreciate your guys' involvement, too. You know, KISW was instrumental in supporting this band from day one. I think you guys were the first time we were playing on the radio. You used to play our demos, you know? So.
And we were personally responsible for getting you those rock stickers for your guitar this tour around. So if you have any compliments on
rock stickers for Jerry.
I appreciate those, man. Yeah. Those went to good use. Yeah, I may need some more.
Okay, not a problem.
We know a guy.
The event will be streaming tonight starting at 6 o'clock on Mopop's Facebook page, Amazon Music's Twitch channel, and the Amazon Music app. It's so good to talk to you guys, Jerry. Thank you so much, man. We appreciate it. Good stuff.
Sean, you too.
Yeah, man.
Thanks for having us on. And, Guy, I think there's a puke cleanup in stall 3.
Hey, I'm a mint duty, bro.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Cool, man. Thanks, you guys.
Yeah,
thanks,
no worries.
Thanks, Sean. Thanks, Jerry.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in
in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Men's Room is in progress. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
Oh, yes! Coming up in just seconds. We'll drink a toast with the shout of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. But first, a quick check-in with Mike Hawk and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Indeed, a woman in Australia that won the lottery for nearly $150,000 kept ignoring calls from lottery officials because she thought it was a scam.
So she did not get her money?
I think she did, because it's a news story at this point. The news story would have been that she missed out on it.
Okay, all right.
So I think she finally did get it, but it took them so long to actually get a hold of her because who answers a number that they don't know these days?
I wonder if she like finally just Googled the number that keeps calling her, like, oh man!
I mean, I wouldn't fall for that either, but if they called like multiple days in a row, I might call the Washington State Lottery and be like, hey, did I win?
Right.
Also, it helps if you play. The last time somebody called me with this scam, I was like, I don't play Mega Millions.
Right.
Well, I haven't recently.
A TikTok user that was under fire for cooking a steak in an airport bathroom admitted that it was a prank and a hoax. What do you know? Things on the internet are fake.
Why would they care if he cooked steak in the bathroom anyway? Bad choice, but
dangerous, you know. I guess. You know, he's smoking in the bathroom, technically.
Okay.
Maybe. He's got fire on the plate. I don't know. I didn't see the video. I'm not working on it.
Toilet steak.
Mm-hmm. Oreo has released a line of merchandise.
I'll be sure to not buy that.
I saw an ad the other day for a fudge-covered Oreo, and about fell out of my chair. I'm like,
Have you not had those before?
I'm going to have to buy one of those.
Man, go to Lolly and Pops. They got them all over the place. It's great.
I've never had one.
I love it.
Just go to the grocery store.
I go to the grocery store.
I haven't had one either.
I just saw the ad for it this week. And
they have miniature ones that come in like a smaller bag.
Oh.
Ted's on it.
Yeah, for real, man.
He knows what's up.
They're delicious.
Okay. All right. Police in Germany are investigating how a giant penis sculpture disappeared from off of a mountain.
Why do they care?
Somebody probably took it.
Because a giant penis.
Because it disappeared, I guess. I don't know. A bride in the UK faked terminal cancer and got $11,000 in donations from her friends that she used to pay for the wedding.
Oh, jeez.
That's pretty petty.
See you in hell.
Yeah.
I see you in hell. Just like, jeez, man. Like, the worst thing is that you scam people.
Your friends.
Right. You scammed
the people who
your
are closest
friends,
to you.
For what?
Right.
Like, this wedding's not going to be what you want. Everybody's going to hate you.
Right.
And yes. No one wanted to go to that wedding in the first place. Right. Nor did they want to pay for it.
Right.
It's already expensive to go to a wedding.
I'm sorry that they didn't want to fork over $11,000 for you to get married. And yes, they would fork over $11,000 to save you from terminal cancer. Well, not save,
you're right.
Help with the payments, at least. Criminy. A man called 911 to burp 24 times within 45 minutes. To burp.
That was the one in England?
Yes.
I think that's the same guy that got arrested for this before.
Oh, no kidding.
I think I remember him.
He just calls 911, or was it 311 over
999?
There?
999?
Yeah.
Yes, 999.
He calls the cops and just burps.
Like, we know it's you, Eddie.
There's a trend on Twitter right now called hashtag worst relationship, where people are sharing which zodiac signs should avoid dating. So let's get a poll here real quick. What do you guys think is the zodiac sign to avoid? I have the top three consensus right here.
Well, I'm an Aries, so I'd say Aries.
Okay.
I'd say Aquarius based on me.
Aquarius. And Ted, your guess?
I don't know. I don't know when the signs are.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like,
toss out a sign, Ted.
You know what? Cancer.
Cancer.
The hell with that.
We don't want cancer. Here's the runner-ups. In third place, my people of the Scorpios. Avoid us at all costs.
That's my daughter. Do not date my daughter. I agree.
That's right. Number two, the Sagittarius. It's almost the worst that you can get. Avoid them, Sagittarius. And this is the worst zodiac sign to date. Avoid them at all costs, because there's two of them. It's the Gemini.
I'll do that. Are you Gemini? We won't go.
Wasn't that the Madonna thing? I can't work with you as a producer because you're the sign.
Mm-hmm. What?
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember that?
No, that was her thing?
Yeah, there was some guy, and I don't remember the whole story, but I guess he was a pretty exceptional producer. He had done something pretty spectacular. It caught her ear, and even though I think she sucks, she's still iconic, right?
Sure.
So if you had a chance to produce her, dumbass, you would. But anyway, she finds out his sign and says, I can't work with him.
Wow.
Yeah.
All righty, then.
Hey, like, here's the deal. If I'm chatting up a girl in a bar and she's really into the signs and seems like she's into me, so am I.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your sign? Which one are you looking for?
Right? Mine says go.
A man in Pennsylvania was arrested for stealing a car, but he called police on himself.
Why'd he do that?
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. In the meantime, let's get a contestant on the line for Profile. This week, we'll take caller 9 at 206-421-ROCK. All right, have we made it to drinking time?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.